I am Marie. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. This is more of a personal subject, yet I felt the need to share some things with you that I feel are important, especially for you to know who exactly is writing all this. I was born in the year 2008, but not on Earth. I came into this life on a starship in the middle of deep space, so strictly speaking I have no birth planet, although as interstellar law dictates, any baby born on a starship will belong to the Star Nation, for lack of a better word, of which the starship belongs, and in my case that would be the Tejetan Society. I was born to my mother, Athena Julia Swaru, who I could describe to be something like a cross-timeline, cross-dimensional spin-off of the Athena Elizabeth Swaru you all know, and who shares her information with Robert and Gosha in their YouTube channels, Despejando Enigmas, and Cosmic Agency. They are not the same person, although they do have many personality traits in common and share the same body type, long and thin, yet their faces do not look the same. For example, they do not share the same eye color, where my mom Athena Julia has dark eyes, like me, and Athena Elizabeth has light blue eyes. The reason for this is unknown, lost in space and the dimensional complexities of timelines and dimensional jumping. I lost myself in space when I was 13 years old, as I explained in another older video, and I have not been able to find nor reach my mother Athena Julia, not even using the most elaborate and modern starship space mapping techniques based on frequencies and vibrations, and their super powerful computers. I miss my mom very much as I was very close to her, so I often dream of a hypothetical moment when I finally find her and show her all I have done and achieved while we were apart. I often wonder what she would think when she realized what I have been able to do with my YouTube channel, and how I managed to get to be the Tejetan Queen. I know I don't belong to this timeline, as so many people here and on Earth aren't either anyway, but I have managed to build my world here, so now, this is my home and my timeline, simply because it is, here, where I feel useful and needed. I remember that my mom and I often dressed up in identical clothes, of different sizes, one large, one small obviously, and it was fun especially when we took photographs together, so it breaks my heart when I find all those photographs of me and my mom, especially because I found hundreds of them. According to my memory, we arrived on Earth as step-downs when I was like 8 years old, that is around the year 2016, as I stated in my video about how I arrived here, yet while I was searching my mom's hard drives in the human-built computers on board my Suzy starship, the one I got lost with, I found some photographs of me on Earth at an even younger age, perhaps as young as 5 or 6 years old, and only one photograph when I was 1 year old, but only of my face, so I cannot know where it was taken, all this then placing my arrival somewhere around the years 2013 or 2014. I wish I could share those photographs with you, and although it is technically possible, I have decided that it is not a good idea, the ramifications are too many. Returning to the main reason I wanted to write a text for this video, and before I go on with other things, I want to address the issue of my name. I know many of you have noticed that I stopped using Minerva, at first, and then I changed my last name from Swaru to simply Swa, and this is why. When I was on Earth as a step down, I was registered in one specific country on Earth that gave me a nationality with papers and all, and in those papers, my name was and is Maria, Maria with a surname of that country and language, a human surname, or last name, which I cannot share here, or else there will be a massive hunt to find who I was while I was on Earth, even though I was just a child back then. Making things worse, my human last name is rather specific and unusual, making it even easier to find. But my point is that the name Minerva is nowhere to be found in my human identity. And what is more important, I have absolutely no memory whatsoever of anyone calling me Minerva nor me having anything to do with such a name, and my mom and everyone else always called me Marie. The name Minerva started to be associated with me artificially and with no background, when Sophia Yajiswaru, in all her strange ideas and associations, decided to see me, Athena Elizabeth Swaru, and herself as a triad, or a trinity, where Sophia was the Egyptian Swaru, Athena was the Greek Swaru, and I was the Roman Swaru, as based on the three goddesses of wisdom, therefore I had to be Minerva, the Roman one. Look, I love little Yajiswaru and her strange ideas, but this time I simply do not agree with this so-called trinity, where Athena was the mother, I was the daughter, and Sophia the little naughty spirit. I find all this to be rather funny, but child's play, and it may reduce the seriousness of all that we say. Anyway, and let me be clear about this, we are not those goddesses, so please don't think I am self-centered enough to believe that craziness. Don't get me wrong, I know why Yaji was saying all that, and it is because she has full memory of having been people of the past who are associated with those names, especially with Sophia, and she also takes both Athena and me as part of herself, so logically she includes us in her astral dissertations. Yaji says she fully remembers being Sophia, the original one, and she says that she is still Sophia, and not a simple reincarnation, nor a spin-off of her, and I am no one to contradict her. Another point is that Sophia Yaji was associated back then with a goddess. Because as a stellar, non-human, she had advanced technology and so on, which made the primitive locals think she was one. And I am also perfectly aware that Yaji has many very special strong abilities that might be associated with the word powers, let's leave it there. But I do not remember having been Minerva, I remember many details about my past lives, but not that specific detail, and even if I did, I am not Minerva now, I am Marie. So in her beautiful little head, and in her astral multiple timelines and multiple density perception, Athena, and I may be that to her, I don't doubt it and I don't deny it, but from our point of view, we are who we are now, and now I am Marie, period. Who we are now is what matters, now, not before. Same way, the stellar alter identities of many starseeds aren't that important either, although they sometimes may be helpful in some kind of personal quest to understand one's roots and path, but may become a distraction to what is important, and that is the now. Who you are now is what matters, and not who you were. Same way what you say is not important, because words are cheap, so what you actually do is who you are. What you do is who you are, that's why I am a doer, as I achieve things and then I talk, and not the other way round. And while I have been at it, I came to see that you will never do enough to satisfy yourself. So we must be a walking and talking example of what we say, and not only be a talking example of what we would like to achieve, because that is the perfect way to never achieve what you said you would. And validating who you were, like in a past life, or your past stellar identity, is devaluating who you are now, as if you were less valuable than your other versions, and that is so, not so. Forget who you were before, and build yourself in the now, that is the only thing that really matters, and the only thing that you will take with you when this dance in the material world is over. Make your present name great, in the now, and never depend on who you may have been before. Make that name you hold today, really great, and don't care about it being a common one, in the case you think it is, as that does not matter. Coming back to what I was saying, Minerva is a beautiful name, yes it is, but it is not who I am, I don't identify myself with it. Minerva is simply not who I am, and Yaji made up that name for me back in the day, when I arrived here, and when I was a shy, frightened, and fragile girl who only wanted to please and comply with everyone in order to survive, so that's why I did not complain at the time. So I strongly dislike it when they call me Minerva Swaru, with the name Marie, at the end or in the middle, as if it were some kind of a nickname or code sign, when it is my only real name, and the only one I identify myself with. I removed Minerva from my name because that is not who I am, as simple as that. I am Marie, or Mary, or Maria, but I prefer Marie. Then a little later on, you may have noticed that I stopped using Swaru and reduced it to Swa. My real stellar name is Marie Swaru, but I don't like many things the last name Swaru is associated with. I don't agree with way too many things Swaru of Era said and did, and neither do I agree with how she interacted with many people back in the day when she was talking, although I respect her point of view, but I don't want to be confused with her ever again, because I am so, not her. I am now writing my own story, based on who I am now, and not on who I may have been before. So, I am Queen Marie Swa the First, now, that is my official name, a name ending with a Swa and, not, with a Swaru, and my transition from Swaru to Swa, is part of my turn of events, and a fresh start for me, and for many other things. Take this as a teenage rant if you want, but it is time for me to walk my own path. I can only be responsible for what I say and do, and not for all the controversial things and messes others have created in the past. Even more so now that I have been given the role of Taijetan Queen, therefore will be doing things differently from now on. Think of it as a new administration, because that is exactly what it is. So please don't call me Minerva, nor Minerva Swaru, much less Swaru, because I am Marie Swa. Another thing I do not agree with is all those numbers that were associated with each one of the Swaru, like those that tag Athena as Swaru 10, me as Swaru 11, and Sophia as Swaru 12. I am sorry, but that is disrespectful and entertains the notion or the idea that the one that holds the highest number is in some way more or more advanced than the others. So, no, I am not Swaru 11 either, I am only Marie Swa, and that should suffice. So please forget about all these antiquated and misleading numbers that started when Swaru of Era needed them to describe which version of herself people were talking to. My, what a mess she created while time jumping. Well, this will be all for today. Thank you for listening to me with this video with a more personal subject, even more, if you got this far. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swa.